This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hi, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're going to speak this morning about the Teva. Over the years, we've uncovered many different meanings of the dimensions of the Teva, 300 by 50 by 30. There's an approach to the Malbim on the Vilna Gaon regarding the two names of Hashem. There's an approach of Rav Shamshon of Ashtapol of the extra letters of the Kayach HaTeva. But there's a very basic approach and a very interesting approach. I want to share with you an interesting idea. In the Sefer Matamim HaChadash of Yitzchak Lifshitz, he brings a minog that we put in the mouth of the baby, Yayin, and we say B'damai Chayi at a bris milah. And the reason we do that, he says, is to teach the following concept. That there are two brisos. There's the covenant of the milah and the covenant of the tongue. And they are dependent one on another. And hachayim v'hamaves biyad halashon. Okay. Milah is gematria peh. Milah is 85. In fact, in the Sefer HaYetzirah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, he says there are 10 spheroids, connected the 10 fingers, 5 opposite 5, and one bris. The bris milah is connected the bris hapeh. Kamilas halashoin u kamilas ma'ar. Or if you look in the Sefer Medrash Hachefetz, v'hoisa brisi bivsarchem bris milah, bris oilam bris peh. There's a covenant that one has to make not only with their milah, but with their mouth. In fact, the Chida writes in Sipoiren Shamir, that if somebody wants to be saved from Tumas Keri, lo yitame bris halashoin, especially with Lashon Hara, or Nivel Peh, ki halashoin v'hamar mechuvanim, umi shepoigim b'lashoin vada yechta b'ma'ar. This is the meaning of the pasuk, amarti eshmira derachai mechatoi b'lashoini. The Chida says in a commentary to Tehillim, what's the connection? David HaMelech says, I'm going to guard my path from sinning with my tongue. Derachai is referring to the derech of a man. The way to guard that is to guard one's mouth. This is a well-known idea. The connection between the mouth and the milah. In fact, in Parak Yud Beis of Tehillim, Lam Natseach al Hashminis, which is the perek about Bris Milah, Lam Natseach al Hashminis, the entire perek is about Lashon Hara. Shav Yidabru Ishas Reyeo Svas Chalakais, Belev Olev Yidavero, Yachres Hashem Kosiv Se Chalakais. Rab David Kohen says, in what parsha does it talk about? Do we learn out Bris Milah is Doiche? In what parsha talks about Bris Milah? The parsha of Tzaras, because Mila is not only the guard of the Arlas Habasar, it's also the guard of the Peh. In that case, what was the sin in the times of the Dar HaMabel? Well, the Yalkut Shemoni says that Kol Ha'oiches Ba'ama Ki'ilu Mevi Mabel Ba'olam. The Gemara in Shabbos says Kol Ha'oiches Ba'ama Mevi Mabel Ba'olam. The Mabel came, Rashi says, because of being Moitzi Zer Levatala. Rashi says in Mesach the Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar. Ki Hishchis Kol Basar. Okay, so we know the root cause of the Dar HaMabel was they were not careful in Kedushas Hamila. Ah, so what does Ribbono Shel Olam say? You need to be careful in. Take a Teva. Teva, did you ever realize the word Teva? What does it mean? We think it means box. It doesn't mean box. It's not literally what it means. Teva means word. And what are the dimensions of the Teva? 300 by 50 by 30. Lashoin. The dimensions of the Teva are Lashoin, tongue. The Ribbono Shel Olam was giving Noach protection. He was saying, guard yourself from words. Guard your tongue. That will be the Shmira from the Chet of the Dar HaMabel. So that's just an idea. Now, I have in my notes, the Gra says that this is the significance of the dimensions, that that the 300 by 30 by 50 is Lashon. He doesn't connect it to what we said. And I cannot find this Gra anywhere. But I found it in other Svarim. In any event, that's just a thought on the dimensions of the Teva. Okay, so that's one brief offering.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.